Chapter 2. The Young Gypsy Girl. The procession, with Quasimodo at its centre, now reached the Place de Grève. There were many people there, all looking at Esmeralda, a young gypsy girl who was performing in the middle of the square. Esmeralda was about 16 years old and very beautiful. She was tall and slim and had small feet, which moved gracefully. Her large black eyes shone in her happy, smiling face. Her long black hair fell around her shoulders. She was dressed in a colourful gypsy dress. From time to time, she passed her tambourine from person to person, and everyone dropped coins into it. A little white goat stood near her as she was dancing and playing the tambourine. Occasionally, she called out, "Jali," and the goat ran to her. Then she would tell it to perform some tricks, and the goat did them to the crowd's enjoyment. The people applauded every trick, and there were delighted cries of, "Esmeralda, we love you! You are wonderful!" In the middle of the crowd, an older, bald man stood and watched Esmeralda. He was dressed in the clothes of a priest, and he didn't seem to be happy with her performance. "There is witchcraft here," the priest suddenly shouted. "This gypsy woman is a witch. She and her goat are doing the devil's work." Esmeralda heard the priest, and her face became pale and frightened. "It's that strange man again," she whispered to herself. "I've seen him many times before. He always watches me. Who is he?" Immediately after this, a woman's voice was heard in the square. It was angry and full of malice. "Go away, gypsy woman!" she shouted. This voice belonged to Paquette, a recluse, who lived alone in a tiny room in the darkest corner of the square. She always shouted at Esmeralda and cursed her. She hated the gypsy woman's songs and dances, but nobody knew why. Esmeralda stopped singing and dancing and began to walk away from the square with Jali at her side. At that moment, the 10 men carrying Quasimodo on his chair arrived in the center of the square. Quasimodo still looked very happy to be the king of fools for this special celebration. Suddenly, the priest who had frightened Esmeralda ran to Quasimodo's chair. He pulled the crown from the hunchback's head. At first, Quasimodo jumped from his chair and wanted to stop him. Then the hunchback recognized him and fell to his knees in front of him. The priest and Quasimodo began to make signs to each other with their hands. They seemed to communicate in a special sign language. The priest made a sign for Quasimodo to come with him and began to walk away. Quasimodo, now sad and humble, followed him like a servant after his master. Some people in the crowd were angry because the priest had spoiled their celebration. They approached the priest and wanted to hit him, but Quasimodo protected him. He made angry sounds like a wild animal, and he showed his teeth, which looked very dangerous. Everyone was afraid, and they left him alone. The priest and Quasimodo walked away down a dark street, and nobody had the courage to follow them. Later that same evening, Esmeralda was walking along a quiet street, followed by her goat. Suddenly, two men jumped out of the shadows. One of them was Quasimodo. It was easy to recognize him because of his strange appearance. The other man was dressed in black, and it was impossible to see his face. Quasimodo picked up Esmeralda and began to run away with her. The man in black followed him. Esmeralda shouted, "Help! Help!" and kicked her feet, but she couldn't get away. Then, from a neighboring street, there was the sound of horses, and a group of soldiers appeared on horseback. "Stop, you villain! Release the girl!" their leader shouted. He rode up close to Quasimodo and took Esmeralda from his arms. He put her on his horse in front of him. The other soldiers surrounded Quasimodo. The hunchback tried to escape, but there were too many soldiers. They tied him with strong ropes, and he couldn't run away. The man in black, who had been with him, had disappeared. Esmeralda looked gratefully at the handsome young soldier who had saved her. "What is your name?" she asked him softly.
"I'm Captain Phoebus," he answered proudly.
"Thank you for saving me, Captain," said Esmeralda. Then, to the captain's surprise, she got down from the horse and ran away without saying another word.